This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Back Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use eye contact as a physical expression tool without intimidating others. Master the gaze that connects rather than corners people. In short, after reading this guide, you will know how to use eye contact as a deliberate physical expression tool that builds trust and connection without making the other person uncomfortable. Match your gaze duration to the emotional weight of the moment. Use your expression, not just your eyes, to signal warmth and respect. Calibrate intensity based on context, relationship, and cultural awareness. Definition: eye contact as a physical expression tool means using your gaze with intention during conversation to signal attention, confidence, and respect. It is a core element of nonverbal communication that shapes how others experience your presence before you say a single word. You are sitting across from someone important, a client, a colleague, a person who matters. You want to come across as present and confident, so you hold their gaze. You hold it, and somewhere in the middle of that silence, you watch them shift in their seat. You did not mean to make them uncomfortable. You were trying to show you were engaged. But eye contact used without skill can read as pressure, dominance, or aggression, even when your intentions are entirely the opposite. This is the central problem with eye contact as a physical expression tool. Most people were never taught how to use it. They either avoid it entirely because it feels exposed and vulnerable, or they hold it too long because someone once told them that strong eye contact signals confidence. Neither extreme works. Both do damage. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for using eye contact deliberately and warmly in a way that strengthens connection rather than straining it. If you want to understand the broader role of nonverbal cues within team communication, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy is worth your time. Why getting eye contact right is harder than it sounds. Knowing that eye contact matters and actually managing it well in the moment are two very different things. Most people carry habits built over decades, habits formed under stress, in classrooms, in homes, in cultures, that had their own unspoken rules about who you look and when. Here is what makes this particular physical expression skill genuinely difficult. You cannot see yourself doing it. You have no mirror in real time. You feel like you're being natural, but the other person may be experiencing something entirely different. Without feedback, bad habits persist for years. Your nerves betray you. Anxiety drives people to one of two extremes, either darting eyes, the signal distraction, or a locked stare that signals something close to aggression. Neither is what you intend, and both happen automatically under pressure. Cultural rules are invisible until you break them. In some cultures, direct and sustained eye contact is a sign of respect. In others, it is a challenge. You are often operating without a map, especially in diverse workplaces. The emotion behind your eyes cannot be faked. You can hold your gaze steady, but if you are distracted, dismissive, or impatient, people feel it. Eye contact without genuine attention is worse than no eye contact at all. Intensity is hard to calibrate in the moment. The right level of visual engagement shifts constantly. It depends on what is being said, the relationship, the emotional weight of the topic, and the physical distance between you and the other person. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your intention must be genuine.
Eye contact without real attention underneath it is just staring.
Before you practice any of the steps below, get honest with yourself. Are you actually present in this conversation, or are you performing presence? People sense the difference within seconds. Real attention is the ground everything else is built on. Number two, know your current baseline.
Ask yourself how you currently use eye contact.
Do you avoid it? Do you hold it too long? Have you ever had someone tell you that you were difficult to read, or that you made them uncomfortable?
You cannot improve what you have not honestly assessed. Spend 1 week simply noticing your own patterns before you try to change them.
Number three,
separate eye contact from expression.
Many people focus entirely on where they look while forgetting what their face is doing at the same time. A warm gaze and a tense jaw send contradictory messages. Your eyes do not work in isolation. Your whole face is part of this physical expression system, and you need to treat it that way.
Get these right first.
The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Establish your engagement window.
This step sets the rhythm of your eye contact so it feels natural rather than calculated. The most common mistake people make is treating eye contact as binary, either you're looking at someone or you're not. In reality, the best communicators move within a range. Think of it as a window. You open it, hold it, close it briefly, and open it again. A useful baseline is the 3-to-5-second rule. Hold eye contact for 3 to 5 seconds, then allow your gaze to move briefly and return. Do not look down, which signals submission or evasion. Instead, glance to the side, toward a neutral space, and come back. This mirrors the natural rhythm of how people look at each other in comfortable conversations. Time yourself in a low-stakes conversation. Count silently to 3, then allow your eyes to move naturally. Notice whether it feels forced. With practice, the count becomes unnecessary. Practice the side glance, not the downward break. Look toward the person's shoulder or a point just past them, then return. Notice what happens to your blink rate when you are nervous. Blinking slows down under anxiety, which makes your gaze feel more intense than you intend. Consciously allow natural blinking. Use the movement of the conversation as your guide. When you are making a key point, hold your gaze steady. When the other person is processing what you said, you can afford a natural glance away. Example: you are delivering important feedback to a colleague. As you state your main point, you hold eye contact for 4 seconds steady, calm, present. As you pause to let it land, you glance briefly to the side and then return to look at them as they respond. The rhythm communicates both confidence and space. They do not feel trapped. They feel heard. The engagement window is your foundation. Every other step builds on this rhythm. Step 2. Match gaze intensity to emotional weight. Not every moment in a conversation carries the same emotional charge, and your eye contact should reflect that. Holding the same level of visual intensity throughout a conversation is exhausting for both parties. It flattens the emotional texture of the exchange. Strong, steady eye contact is powerful precisely because it is not constant. It is reserved for the moments that matter. The rule of thumb is simple: the higher the emotional weight of the moment, the more direct and sustained your gaze. When someone is sharing something difficult, your eyes should be fully on them. When the conversation is light or logistical, a more relaxed visual engagement is appropriate and, frankly, more comfortable. Before a conversation, briefly consider its emotional stakes. Is this a routine check-in or a difficult discussion? Set your internal expectation for gaze intensity accordingly. During moments of vulnerability, increase your eye contact and soften your expression simultaneously. Let your eyes do what a hand on the shoulder would do in a more formal setting. During casual exchanges, allow more natural visual movement. Glancing at notes, at an object on the table, or briefly around the room is entirely normal and does not signal disengagement. Watch for moments when the other person's eyes shift or drop. This often signals emotional weight on their side. Match it by returning your full gaze to them. Good feedback conversations depend on this calibration. If you want to see how emotional attunement shapes high-stakes dialogue, read Emotional Intelligence and Feedback Conversations for a deeper perspective. When your gaze intensity matches the emotional rhythm of the conversation, people feel genuinely seen, not scrutinized. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Use the triangle technique for natural gaze movement. This step gives your eye movement a deliberate pattern so it stays warm rather than wandering. When people do not know where to look, their eyes drift randomly to the ceiling, to the floor, over the other person's shoulder. This reads as distraction or nerves, even when it is neither. The triangle technique gives your gaze a clear home base so your visual attention always looks intentional. The triangle is formed by the other person's two eyes and their mouth. Your gaze moves naturally within this small zone, occasionally resting on one point and then another. This creates the impression of warm, attentive engagement without the locked intensity of an unbroken stare. In conversation, consciously keep your gaze within the triangle, eyes, then mouth as they speak, then back to eyes. Make the movement slow and natural, not mechanical. When you are speaking, rest your gaze primarily on their eyes. When they are speaking, allow more movement within the triangle to show active attention to both the words and their expression. If you feel your eyes beginning to drift outward, use a breath to bring yourself back. A slow inhale naturally draws your attention inward and re-anchors your gaze. Practice this technique in a low-pressure setting, first a casual conversation with someone you trust. Get the feel of the movement before you apply it under pressure. Do not confuse this with watching someone's mouth constantly. The triangle is a range, not a fixed point. Example: a team member is explaining a problem they have been sitting with for weeks. You keep your gaze within the triangle, moving naturally between their eyes and their expression. You are not staring. You are tracking. When they finish, they say, "Thank you for actually listening." You used no words to communicate that attention. Your eyes did the work. The triangle technique transforms aimless looking into purposeful presence. Step 4. Read and respond to discomfort signals. This step teaches you to adjust in real time when your eye contact is landing wrong. Here is the truth of it: even when you're using all the right techniques, some people will still find sustained eye contact uncomfortable. This is not a failure on your part. It is information. Your job is to read it and respond. Discomfort signals are usually subtle but consistent. The other person glances away frequently. They shift in their seat. Their answers become shorter. Their face tightens slightly. These are signs that your gaze is creating pressure rather than connection. Develop a habit of scanning for these signals every 30 seconds or so during an important conversation. This takes practice, but it becomes second nature. When you notice discomfort, reduce the duration of your gaze in the next exchange. Open the window a little less. If there's more breathing room, do not announce the adjustment. Simply make it. Saying "I'm sorry if I was staring" draws attention to the problem and amplifies the awkwardness. Understand that some people experience direct eye contact as confrontational regardless of your warmth or intention. This is especially true in some cultural contexts. Respect this without taking it personally. If you notice that someone consistently avoids eye contact with everyone in the room, not just you, this is about their own comfort patterns. Do not interpret it as a signal about your specific behavior. Building the kind of environment where people feel safe enough to communicate honestly, regardless of these variations, is the deeper work. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy addresses exactly that. When you respond to discomfort without judgment, you demonstrate the very empathy your eye contact was trying to signal in the first place. Step 5. Pair your gaze with congruent facial expression. This step ensures that what your eyes say and what your face says are telling the same story. Eye contact without expressive congruence is unsettling. You can hold a perfectly calibrated gaze and still make someone uneasy if your face is tense, blank, or contradicting your words. The eyes carry weight, but they do not carry the whole message. Think of the difference between a doctor who looks directly at you with a calm, open expression as they explain something difficult, and one who looks directly at you with a tight jaw and furrowed brow. Same eye contact, very different experience. Before you enter a high-stakes conversation, take 30 seconds to consciously relax your face. Release your jaw. Soften the muscles around your eyes. This is not about performing warmth. It is about removing the unintentional tension that accumulates under pressure. Match your expression to the nature of the moment. A difficult conversation calls for serious, open, and attentive. A recognition conversation calls for genuine warmth. Do not flatten every interaction with the same neutral face. Pay attention to your eyebrows. Raised eyebrows signal openness and interest. Lowered brows signal concern or challenge. Be deliberate about which you are using. Record yourself in a practice conversation if you can. Most people are surprised by how their resting expression reads on camera. It is worth knowing. Ask a trusted colleague for honest feedback about how your face reads during conversations. This is the kind of information people almost never offer voluntarily. Example: you are recognizing a team member's contribution in front of the group. You look directly at them, hold the gaze for 4 seconds, and your expression is open and genuinely pleased. They stand a little straighter. The eye contact, combined with a congruent expression, lands as real respect, not performance. That is the power of getting both right at the same time. Congruence between your gaze and your expression is what turns technique into trust. Step 6. Adjust for power and position dynamics. This step helps you calibrate eye contact when the relationship carries an inherent power differential. The same gaze that reads as confident and respectful between peers can read as challenging when directed up the hierarchy, or as intimidating when directed downward. Ignoring positional dynamics is one of the most common and costly errors in physical expression. If you're in a position of authority, people are already primed to read your eye contact through a lens of evaluation. A prolonged gaze from a manager can feel like scrutiny even when it is intended as attention. When you hold authority in a relationship, consciously reduce gaze duration slightly in moments of feedback or instruction. This is not weakness. It is the difference between a searchlight and a lantern. When you're speaking to someone in a senior position, maintain respectful, but not deferential eye contact. Looking away too quickly signals insecurity. Holding it too long can read as a challenge. Aim for engaged steadiness. In group settings, distribute your visual attention across the room. When a leader consistently makes eye contact with only certain people, the others notice, and it fractures connection. Before a conversation with a direct report who seems nervous or guarded, open with softer visual engagement and build toward steadier contact as the exchange warms up. The connection between power dynamics and eye contact and the broader work of building safe, honest teams is explored in how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy. When you account for position and power, your gaze becomes a tool for safety rather than a source of pressure. Step 7. Build consistency through deliberate daily practice. This step turns everything you've learned from knowledge into reflex. Knowing how to use eye contact as a physical expression tool and doing it naturally under pressure are two different things. Techniques learned in calm moments will desert you in high-stakes ones unless you have drilled them enough that they become instinct. This takes repetition. There is no shortcut. The good news is that your daily life is full of practice opportunities. Every conversation is a training ground if you choose to treat it that way. Set one specific intention before each significant conversation. Today I will use the triangle technique, or today I will watch for discomfort signals. Do not try to apply all 7 steps at once. After each important conversation, take 60 seconds to review your eye contact. Was it too intense? Too avoidant? Did you notice the other person's signals? Brief, honest reflection accelerates learning faster than any theory. Use low-stakes interactions for high-repetition practice. The checkout till, the hallway conversation, the brief meeting before the real meeting. These are your rehearsal rooms. Find one person who will give you honest feedback on how your gaze lands in conversation. Buy them a coffee. Ask them to be direct. This is rare and valuable data. Connect your eye contact practice to the feedback conversations you have regularly. For a full system that integrates nonverbal skill with feedback delivery, advanced feedback techniques, mastering nuance, tone, and psychological dynamics in high-stakes feedback conversations gives you the complete picture. Consistency is the only thing that separates a technique you know from a skill you own. Adapting this process for virtual and hybrid environments. Remote and hybrid work has changed the landscape of visual communication in ways that most people have not fully reckoned with. The screen is not a neutral surface. It distorts every element of eye contact in ways that require deliberate adjustment. The camera is your eyes, not the screen. When you look at the faces of your colleagues on screen, your camera reads that as a downward gaze. The other person sees you looking away, not at them. To create the experience of eye contact in a virtual setting, you must look directly at your camera lens, especially when you're speaking. This feels unnatural at first because you lose the visual connection to the faces on screen. Practice helps. Sustained screen gaze is harder to read. On video, a steady gaze and a blank expression look identical to distraction. You must work harder to signal engagement to expression, nodding, and brief verbal acknowledgements because the subtle cues that read naturally in person are compressed and flattened by the screen. Physical fatigue compounds everything. Video calls are physically tiring. After 4 to 5 minutes on screen, people's gaze wanders, their expression flattens, and the quality of visual attention drops. Keep this in mind when scheduling and when interpreting others' behavior. Building empathy bridges across these limitations is the subject of how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. One-on-one calls allow more eye contact practice. In group calls, your gaze is distributed across a grid of faces. In one-on-one calls, the full power of your visual attention is available. Use these calls to practice camera-level gaze in earnest. The core process holds in virtual settings. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: holding eye contact without blinking to project confidence. Why it happens? People confuse intensity with strength and think an unbroken stare signals authority. What to do instead? Blink naturally. A relaxed blink rate signals calm confidence. An unblinking stare signals aggression or anxiety, never authority. The mistake: breaking gaze downward when nervous. Why it happens: looking down is an instinctive submissive signal we revert to under pressure. What to do instead? Train yourself to break gaze sideways toward a neutral point and return. Downward breaks read as evasion or dishonesty even when they are simply nerves. The mistake: distributing eye contact unevenly in grouped settings. Why it happens: we naturally look at the people whose approval we want most, or those who seem most engaged. What to do instead? Consciously sweep your gaze across everyone in the room, especially during key points. People know when they are being visually excluded. The mistake: using strong eye contact to signal dominance rather than connection. Why it happens: eye contact is sometimes taught as a power move, a way to establish who is in charge. What to do instead? Ask yourself honestly whether your gaze is inviting or pressing. Connection and dominance feel identical to you. They feel very different to the person on the receiving end. The mistake: failing to adjust for cultural context. Why it happens: we apply our own cultural norms universally without realizing it. What to do instead? Take time to understand the communication norms of the people you work with regularly. Ask, observe, and adjust. This is not weakness. It is respect. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin, and after each practice cycle. I have identified my current eye contact baseline avoidant, calibrated, or too intense. I understand the 3 to 5 second engagement window and have practiced it. I know where my gaze breaks sideways, not downward. I have practiced the triangle technique in a low-stakes conversation. I can recognize at least 3 discomfort signals in the person I'm speaking with. My facial expression and my gaze are congruent, not contradictory. I have considered the power dynamics in my key relationships and adjusted accordingly. I know how to use eye contact on a video call by focusing on the camera lens. I have set one specific practice intention for my next significant conversation. I have reviewed at least one recent conversation and noted what I would adjust. I'll ask for honest feedback from someone who will tell me the truth. I'm building this skill through daily repetition, not occasional effort. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a practical, step-by-step system for using eye contact as a physical expression tool that builds genuine connection rather than creating discomfort or unease. The engagement window gives you a natural rhythm for holding and releasing your gaze without it feeling calculated or forced. Matching gaze intensity to emotional weight ensures your eye contact reflects what the moment actually calls for. The triangle technique keeps your visual attention warm and present within the face of the person you're speaking with. Reading discomfort signals and adjusting in real time shows respect for the other person's experience. Pairing your gaze with congruent facial expression is what transforms technique into something that lands as genuine trust. Power and position dynamics require deliberate calibration. The same gaze reads very differently depending on the relationship. Consistency through daily practice is the only path from knowing to doing. For your next steps, begin with honest self-assessment before you change anything. Then apply one step per week in real conversations. If you want to deepen the relational foundation that makes all physical expression more effective, read Why Effective Feedback is the Backbone of Workplace Growth. And if you want to understand how trust built through nonverbal skill compounds across a whole team, explore how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. The eye contact tool is available to you in every conversation you have today. You do not need better circumstances. You need better practice. Frequently asked questions. What is eye contact as a physical expression tool? Eye contact as a physical expression tool means using your gaze deliberately to communicate attention, respect, and confidence without speaking. Done well, it builds trust and connection. Done poorly, it creates discomfort or reads as aggression. It is a learnable skill, not a personality trait. How long should eye contact last without being intimidating? 3 to 5 seconds of sustained eye contact feels engaged and respectful. Holding it longer than 7 seconds in a one-on-one conversation begins to feel like pressure. Break your gaze naturally by glancing briefly to the side, not downward, and return within a few seconds. How do you use eye contact to build trust in conversation? You build trust through consistent, calm eye contact during the moments that matter most when someone is speaking to you. and when you're making a key point, the goal is steady attention, not a fixed stare. Let your expression be warm and blink naturally. Why does eye contact feel intimidating to some people? Eye contact can feel intimidating when it is held too long, lacks warmth in the expression, or is used asymmetrically, meaning one person holds it while the other looks away. It can also trigger discomfort in people from cultures where prolonged gaze is read as a challenge. Can eye contact be used as a physical expression tool in virtual meetings? Yes, but the technique requires adjustment. On video calls, looking at your camera lens, not the faces on screen, simulates direct eye contact with the other person. Practice looking at the lens when you're speaking, and allow yourself to look at faces when you're listening. What are common eye contact mistakes in workplace communication? The most common mistakes are staring without blinking, avoiding eye contact entirely out of nervousness, and breaking gaze downward, which reads as submission or dishonesty. Others include scanning the room mid-conversation and failing to adjust intensity for the cultural background of the person you are speaking with. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.